Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Surf Report, brought to you by the Gnarly Charlie Grom Series. Hey, today on Wednesday, we are knee to lucky thigh high in the better spots, coming in from the east about 8 to 9 seconds. Lighter morning southeast winds are going to build to the mid-teens and turn due east by the afternoon. For Thursday, we have thigh high sets coming in from the east about 8 seconds. Now, this is probably just going to be in the better spots, so kind of keep an eye on the cams before you head out. Lighter morning onshore winds are going to build again for the afternoon. Now looking ahead, we are around thigh high in the better spots from the east about 8 to 9 seconds all the way through the weekend. Now continued onshore winds are going to be lighter in the mornings and build for the afternoons, so kind of, you know, keep an eye on that and plan around it. We might be a touch smaller on Sunday, so kind of be aware of that. But no matter how you slice it, it's going to be a bigger boards kind of week and weekend. Now, I've been keeping an eye on this area of high pressure that's going to be pushing over at the end of the week, and it looks like it's got a potential for pushing up a little 8-second swell for the start of next week. Now, the thing is, though, each one of the major models, GFS Euro, Icon, they're all kind of saying that this area of high pressure is going to take a different route. The GFS is looking best right now, and that's going to keep it going kind of straight out in the Atlantic, and that means that bottom wind field along the bottom edge of that area of high pressure is going to be kind of aimed towards us a little bit, and that's what could bring us a swell. Now, we're probably going to also have some onshore winds with this, especially on Monday, but it looks like Tuesday morning might be a target time if things line up, because we're going to have those little lighter morning winds, and we should still have some decent size left over from Monday. But I'm going to keep an eye on that, and I'll be back on Friday. We should have a lot better idea of what it's going to do. And until then, keep an eye on the cams. That's the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.